Chicago, 2011. A cop is murdered. Police and prosecutors swear they have the trigger man. He swears he didn't do it. How far will each side go to prove they're right?
Like it's just one bombshell after another, you know, where you're like, what?
The story of a PlayStation, a brain-eating amoeba, and the relentless pursuit of justice. Off Duty, out now. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Students and faculty are calling on the University of Chicago to protect students from the Trump administration. They gathered today on the University Quad to protest the detention of Columbia University student Mahmoud Khalil. Professor Amin Abdelhadi told the crowd at UChicago their university and others have paved the way for tyranny by silencing student protesters.
Now is the time to stop cowering, to stand up and fight back. Not just for us, but for the future of this whole country. Okay. Free Mahmoud Khalil, free all the political prisoners of the world, and free Palestine.
Khalil, the Columbia University student, was arrested by federal immigration officers over his pro-Palestinian advocacy. Chicago's summer jobs program is seeing yet another year of growth after a big pandemic-induced dip. My colleague Mariah Wolfel reports the program is a key component of Mayor Brandon Johnson's violence reduction strategy, and this year it will provide up to 29,000 jobs, a 4% increase over last year. Past participant Darian Wiley says the program eventually led to a full-time job with Streets and Sanitation and inspired him to pursue a public service career.
Who knows? Maybe someday I'll be speaking in front of you as a commissioner. Yeah.
But as Mayor Brandon Johnson notes, demand for jobs will probably again far outpace supply this year, as upwards of 50,000 kids have been applying each year.
There's a lot more work to be done. That's why the partnerships with the business community is so paramount.
The mayor called on corporations to make more slots available to young people between the ages of 14 and 24. Long COVID is a chronic illness that can develop after a person recovers from COVID-19. It can affect physical and mental health. Dr. Jerry Krishnan is a professor of medicine and public health at the University of Illinois Chicago, and he studies the effects and treatments of long COVID. Krishnan tells our program Reset that women and adults are more susceptible.
Part of it is depends on which SARS-CoV-2 infection you had. We know that women are more likely to develop long COVID compared to men. We also know individuals who had more severe disease. So, for example, if you're hospitalized for SARS-CoV-2 infection, more likely, although even milder disease can do that as well.
Krishnan says long COVID can affect any organ, so treatment needs to include a multidisciplinary approach. The CDC reports about 1 in 5 adults have a health condition that might be related to their previous COVID-19 illness. And the Lyric Opera of Chicago is bringing rock stars, poets, and world-renowned stars to its downtown stage. My colleague Courtney Kippers reports Billy Corgan, the famed frontman of Chicago rock band Smashing Pumpkins, will stage a world premiere show at the Lyric in November. This project is billed as part opera, part rock, part performance art, and it's all tied to the 30th anniversary of the seminal album Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness. The splashy premiere will be part of Lyric's next season. That was announced today. The lineup also includes a world premiere collaboration with Chicago poet laureate Avery R. Young, and opera superstar Renee Fleming will return to Chicago for one night in February next year. Weather, sunny, a blustery day, temperature falling to the upper 30s by late afternoon. Clear and cold tonight, a low in the mid-30s, and then sunny on Wednesday with a high in the mid-40s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.